I once read a very moving article, made a very big impression on me. A son wrote about his father, that his father was an extremely matzliach tikarov for a few decades in the United States in the times of when there was definitely a lot of things going on with Orthodox was fighting things, and his father was a tremendous matzliach tikarov who stood up for the real stark of orthodoxy, the real stark of frumkeit. And he said he ran weddings, he ran funerals, levayas, and he was in charge of writing letters to strengthen Yiddishkeit. He did a tremendous, tremendous amount of atzlocha in the real bringing the stark of frumkeit, the stark of orthodoxy, being mamish, keeping the Mesoira of Yiddishkeit with tremendous, tremendous atzlocha. And then he said, a number of years ago, after being a Rav in a couple of different communities, his father was pushed into early retirement. And he said that his father was still at the point that he had a lot of strength, a lot of kaiches, and his father, mamish, for a number of years, he would sit in his study, and he would look at his old speeches written up at the notes, and he would say, nobody asks me to say drashas and speeches anymore. Nobody, everyone used to value my opinion. No one values my opinion anymore. And it was so heartbreaking to see someone with so much strength and so much koyach who did so much for Yiddishkeit. And now, when he came to a point, he came into his 70s, people didn't look at him anymore. And this is a lesson that we have to all take very much to heart. And I want to bring out something. My wife told me that last night she listened on the famous line called Chazak on the telephone. And there was a lady there in Almana who said over that this Pesach, it was her first Pesach. She's a lady in her mid-70s. This was her first Pesach being an Almana. And we can understand that your first Pesach being an Almana, and you're also without children, without grandchildren. You're in quarantine during Corona, all by yourself. And the lady said, you know what gave her a tremendous chizuk? Around a week, 10 days before Pesach, she got a call from a neighbor that her neighbor said, you know, I have a bunch of kids at home. The kids didn't have school, even though they had some conferences. They're not properly prepared for the Siddurim. To go say over Pshatim, Metzias Mitzrayim, I know that you are a mamish, a real star teacher. She even taught high school, this lady, this almana. Maybe we could work something out in a proper way with social distancing. Maybe whether it's on the phone, maybe from the porch, maybe we could work something out. So the lady said, you know, okay, sounds like a very nice idea. And this almana, a former teacher, she went and she prepared a few days. She said they had some boys and girls, different ages. And then they made a thing that this almana went on her porch. They all were able to sit down away. There was fine social distancing. It was okay. And she went and she really gave over to the whole family. And the neighbor was saying they really gained unbelievable from it for the Siddurim. So I look at it when I heard the story. My wife was telling me over that mamish, unbelievable. They really gained tremendous amount. They really, really gained. They did it because the mother did it, so her children should gain. But the almana was saying over that made her Pesach a beautiful Pesach, because we know there's no joy like being a giver. And she said that gave her a tremendous chizuk to go into the Siddurim and really be able to enjoy her Pesach, because she came into a Pesach where she gave. Now was the time, I'm not going into Arichasin, but everyone can use their own brains and their own, look around, their own blocks. Whether you have older neighbors who are former teachers, whether you have a grandparent that's a former teacher, or a great aunt, people, to make a phone line for your children. Your children will benefit a lot. That's true. Your children will benefit. But the main thing is we have to give that joy of giving to people that don't have the opportunity to give, that they were able to give. People who are used to being able to give, and now they're not able to give. What a pain that is. Now's the time. Let's look around. We're all quarantined still. We're quarantined. Let's look around and say, yes, here's somebody who has what to give over to my children. Let me make a phone time with them, or let me be able to go on the porches and work something out. And in that chus, we should be able to give the joy of giving to other people. That's the greatest chesed. Hashem will protect us. And I want to end with this. The Chavis Lavov says, Lo yimitoich machshevoiseinu, Ela mitoich maiseinu. Famous Chavis Lavavis. Hashem doesn't judge a person according to their thoughts, but according to their actions. So everyone has good thoughts, but let's act. Let everyone, whoever hears this podcast, let them, when they finish the podcast, let everyone try to think for 5 minutes. Brainstorm. You, a husband, a wife, together. Let's think, who can we give the joy of giving to?